to the Homegirls Podcast. This is the place to be if you have questions about buying and selling in today's real estate market. My name is Vicki Molitaire. I'm a top producing mortgage loan originator, and my co-host is Beth Hobart.
Hi there.
Beth is a top selling award winning Central Florida realtor. Together, we have over 50 years of combined experience helping clients achieve their goals of homeownership in any market. Our mission, to help you find your way home. So let's get started. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Vicki. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about our topic today.
I know, me too, because I feel like with home prices having increased so much, my buyers are having a hard time coming up with that down payment. And I'm here to tell you, and Vicki's here to tell you, there are strategies, there are solutions in place to help you get that down payment. You do not need to just have it come from your savings. There's some support out there and some ideas that we have. So I feel like we should just jump right in. So tell me, what are the things that you're seeing right now that people are getting creative and doing in order to get that down payment?
So there's actually a whole list of things. And most people, when they have their first conversation with me, they're like, okay, Beth told me to call you. You know, how do we do this? How do we get pre-approved? But what they're really worried about usually is credit. Do they qualify? And down payment is a big one. Like, they don't know how much it costs to buy a house. So
right.
That's where you and I come in. You know, and it costs more because prices have gone up. So it's harder for people to have enough, not only for their down payment, but their closing costs. So
right.
We're going to give you some unique ideas. Can I talk about first to like what people need as a down payment, just to remind them?
I think that's great. And also talk a little bit about closing costs too, and how that plays a role. A lot of times people don't realize, like you just said, that not only do you have your 3%, 5%, 10%, 20%, whatever it is that you're putting down for your specific loan, but then also you have, it's hard to gauge too, because sometimes people are like, well, what's that percentage for closing costs? And that's a little bit of a tricky question too. So yeah. So you have to account for both of those things.
You do. And we can, you know, have a consultation, which is free, where we sit down and we show you, okay, based on the price point you're going to shop in, you know, and how much you're able to put down, this is how much you need to save in general, just so everyone knows. I mean, we have loans where you can put zero down, but you typically have to be a veteran, or you're looking like, you know, in a more rural area going USDA. We've got some very favorable 3% down, you know, first time home buyer programs, 3 and 3.5. And those are probably the most common.
Right.
And then of course, 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever you want to do. And then on top of the down payment, and that's just a percentage of your purchase price. So if you're putting 5% down and you're buying a $100,000 home, that's $5,000. Unfortunately, homes are costing closer to 400 in Orlando. So we're putting 20,000 as our down payment. Even with 3%, you know, on a $300,000 house, that's 9,000. And that's just your down payment. And on top of that, you need closing costs. I don't like to use the percentages. It depends on the buyer's sales price and down payment. But, you know, on average, closing costs on the average price home in our area are going to be 6,000-ish if you're not paying points. And then you've got to pay some insurance and taxes. So most people need to save another 10 to 12, you know, for down payment and closing costs. So
right.
It gets real expensive fast. So today's episode is, okay, you know how much you need. How do you get there? Or just how do you even get started? Like, where can the money come from? The obvious choice is savings, right?
Right.
You put aside money monthly and you put money in your savings and your investments and you watch it grow and you hope you get there. Hopefully you have a plan, because, you know, a goal needs to be set for savings. And if you guys need help with that, I have budgets that I can share and we can go over that. But you and I have had some very unique ways that clients have contributed to their down payment. Things maybe they didn't think about. Like, what's a really common one?
Well, I can tell you one that I thought was kind of cool was I had somebody sell a piece of art in order to use that money towards a down payment. Sometimes people get gifts from family or an inheritance, things like that. But I think people don't realize, oh, I can sell things in order to use that money for a down payment. Because I always tell my buyers, be careful when you are, you know, paying off things. Like, talk to your lender before you're paying things off or buying a car or doing anything when you're going through the home buying process. Because Vicki, as a lender, you're looking at all of their accounts and you're going to help advise them to the best things to do to pay things off, or for their credit to look better, for their down payment.
Yeah. So there's some unique ways, and not everyone has access. You know, some people just have to, you know, grind it out and save the money. But you can do unique things. Like, I, You can, if you've got a 401k, check and see if you can withdraw or borrow. We don't count the payment against you if you're borrowing your own money. So check on that. See what the tax ramifications are. Selling personal property, like Beth mentioned, over the years, we've had people sell artwork, horses, cars, motorcycles, boats, all so they could turn around and buy a house. Now, like with the artwork, we have to have it appraised. We have to document you own it, have it appraised, and then we document the deposit of the sales funds being put into your checking or savings account. So there, you know, we don't want to just see $10,000 hit your account. We have to document where it came from. So there is a process, but you know, look around, see what you have that you could sell and put towards your, you know, your down payment. And if you have specific questions, you can ask me about it. You mentioned a gift. I am seeing gifts on like one out of three transactions, and not everyone's lucky enough to, you know, receive a gift from family, but it's allowed. You can get a gift from your family for a whole thing. You don't even have to use your money. It has to be documented properly though.
So even for your closing costs too, your down payment and your closing costs, you can get a gift for all of that.
You can. We really don't have a product that I can think of at the moment that would not allow you to receive a gift from family for your entire down payment and closing costs. Every now and then, if you're using like down payment assistance or something, which is another source of cash to close, but you do have to contribute a certain amount of your own money.
Right. Interesting. So yeah, any questions, they need to come to you for that, for those answers and the strategies to kind of work that out.
Yeah. And inheritance, that's an unfortunate situation usually, but people don't realize that, you know, if you know you're receiving an inheritance, or if there's a house maybe that's being sold that belonged to some parents and you know you're going to get a part of that, I can help you document, and so can Beth. We can get together and help you document those funds and how to receive them and give you an idea how it can be used to purchase another home.
Right. So. And you know, also high yield savings accounts are a great way that if you have your money in a savings account, you know, look into high yield savings accounts and what they're offering. Go into your bank and actually, it's been a while since you've talked to your bank about, you know, just talking about your accounts. I just did that myself. I went into Wells Fargo and I said, I've been banking with you guys for a long time. You just charged me, you know, some money because, you know, maybe a deposit or whatever it was like, but I noticed a charge and I was like, oh my goodness, they have been charging me for different reasons for different things. And I was like, I don't know that that should be happening because I've been banking with you forever. And they were like, oh, I see you've been our customer for this long. Yeah, we're sorry that we charge you for this. We'll move you to this checking account and this savings account. And they actually had a high yield savings account. Like for a year, it was like 4.6% or something. And then, you know, it fluctuates
again. Every little bit helped. Yeah.
But then I already was moving my money into a high yield savings account that was even higher than that. But it's good to know that for a year, I have, you know, my money making money in my savings account and I can pull that money out. Same things with a high yield savings account. It is just a savings account that you can move money in and out of, but every month you're getting a percentage. So, so talk to your tax person, talk to your bank. But those are some easy ways to save some money and keep squirreling away that cash. So that way you can, buy that house, you know, for that
absolutely
money for that down payment.
For people is even if you're not going to buy for like a year, have a quick conversation with us. We'll give you an idea how much it costs in your situation to buy and about how much you should try to save.
Right.
And then you can use some of these, you know, suggestions, to plan for your house purchase. And Beth, I'm glad you brought up the banking thing because that happened to me. I, you know, none of us really go to the bank anymore, right? It's all on our phone. We take pictures of our checks. Everything's direct deposit. But I actually had to go to my credit union the other day. And while I was in the drive-thru doing something, they told me that if I popped in for a few minutes, they could change my money market to a higher yield interest rate, higher savings, higher interest rate for more savings. And of course I did that. And I've been a client of theirs for like 20 years. So it was nice to, I think we lose, you know, we don't talk to them as much face to face. So we might be missing out on some opportunities. So just to recap things we talked about, yes, you can, you know, grind it out and save your own money. You know, we suggest if that's what you're going to do, look at, you know, high yield savings options, CDs, investments so that you are maximizing your rate on your return. But check with your employers about your 401ks and your 403bs to see if you are eligible for withdrawal or a loan against them to buy a house. Make sure you talk to a CPA and know the tax ramifications. Inheritance, gifts, selling personal property, get with us first so we can tell you how to do that. But, and then down payment assistance. Whenever I pre-qualify someone, if part of the process is take a look and see if there's any free money available from the state. That's usually for just for first time homebuyers and veterans. Mm-hmm. But there are some good opportunities out there for down payment assistance as well.
Well, that's all great information. And we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to have some more pro tips for you. So hang on with us.
This episode is sponsored by Legacy Life Project, creating personal biographies of elderly relatives in high definition video so that future generations will be able to see and hear them tell their life stories in their own words. Create a lasting legacy for your family before it's too late. Visit LegacyLifeProject.com for details and to schedule a personal biography video interview.
Welcome back, friends. We've got one more big pro tip for you if you're thinking about buying and you're worried about your down payment.
Yeah. So I thought of this and I'm so glad that I didn't forget to ask you, but what about when you're selling a house between family?
Yeah, that's a good one because your family, if the sale is between two family members, the seller can actually give the buyer a gift of equity. So they can gift you the down payment and or can pay some of your closing costs. So we're seeing that a lot where like mom and dad are downsizing, maybe going to assisted living and they're gifting, you know, equity in their house and selling it to their kids. We normally get with an attorney on that one just to make sure that we've got, you know, our figures correct and that the seller's walking away with what they want. But basically, if you're buying a house that belongs to another family member, they are allowed to gift you the down payment.
That is excellent. Well, I think that's all we have for today. Great episode with a lot of pro tips. So keep your questions coming and we will answer them. Keep following along. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your downloads and for following us. We drop a new episode about every other week and we can't wait to have you back. So have a great day, friends. And thanks for listening.
Bye, friends.